Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Officially, or not,
I was right.
Done.
I was right.
Railing against replay for now.
Oh.
Bulldog was right about the TV. He found Peacock.
Yes.
The remote was not working. That was your assessment?
That was my, my troubleshooting arrived me at. Okay, the remote's a problem. There's buttons on the side of the TV that I can't read. Because I don't know, they look like they might be upside down. I don't know. Anyway, but I was able to fiddle around there and get to it. So we still have Peacock. We still have all the streaming that Joe's mom allows us to have. I guess
if that's the story, I don't even really know if that's the story. Yes. So we are watching the golf again,
and it's great. I mean, they're in commercial right now, but it's just great to have it back. I really missed it.
Has it been great today? Been good enough.
I think it's hard for it to not be great. Because even guys, if guys aren't playing great, that's great. Like that works for me, right? Watching, just for an example, Justin Thomas earlier drove into the right rough, had a horrible lie, went like forward a little, but left into the left rough and had to play out of there and went back into the right rough. So he crisscrossed the fairway twice and ended up double bogeying the hole. He just couldn't make a good shot. It's not great golf, but it's great to watch to me, like watching a player struggle through that. You know, sadly he's someone we should be rooting for. So I don't feel good about that because he's not on Brian's team. Although there's plenty of people who aren't, only
like
10,
130 guys aren't.
Only 10 people are on Brian's team, and we're in pretty decent shape so far. I'd say he's got Rahm though, right?
Yeah. It feels, from what I've watched today, quite a bit that it's appropriate. You know, I mean, the Open has the reputation that the Open has, where it's hard, and I think it's hard enough. It doesn't seem ridiculous though. The first ball I saw hit today was by Rory McIlroy at like 7:45, maybe like the second hole. And it was this perfect long 290 yards or something, second shot. So maybe like a 600 yard hole or something. Maybe, I hope I have the hole right. Doesn't matter. And it was just like perfect where it landed maybe 20 feet, 10 feet or something in front of the hole. It started to trickle. And like that shot, you see that shot and that's just going to be like a kick in. And instead, it rolled like 30 yards.
Right.
It just rolled forever. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe this... I think I saw the word carnage from a GR tweet this morning. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be awful. Because it can get to a point...
Where it's stupid.
Where everybody's just losing their minds. It's where it's stupid. But I don't think this is that at all.
No. What, you know, Yeah, when I turned it on maybe a half hour after you did, like 8:15-ish, I got to it. And I didn't see a shot right away, but the first person on my screen was Rory, and the leaderboard was, and Spahn and Rory were both playing, and they were both maybe two under. And it was early. I knew they'd only been playing like maybe two, three, four holes tops when I turned it on. Like, oh, what's going on here? This is the U.S. Open. What are we doing here? And for a while in the morning, there was like a page full of people under par. And we're kind of back there now. Like what happened with the morning group, I think, as they went, it just like guys had their disaster holes and just fell off to the point where there were only, I think at a time before the afternoon guys really hit, there were maybe only four players under par, maybe six. Was the number. But then the afternoon people started going, and now we've got, again, a full screen here of guys that are under. But when it started, I thought, that's too low for this early. Like, so nobody should be two under already. But it did level off eventually. And we didn't get, 66 is the low score. And I wonder, like, because it doesn't seem like it's been super windy today. And if that becomes a problem, I wonder if 66 will be like the lowest score of the whole tournament.
I guess we'll see. Brian coming up at 6. I mentioned earlier that I spent some time on, it was actually NFL.com was the site, looking at NFL rules changes for this year. We've known and talked about a couple at the time of the meetings and when it was being voted on, like the one about the onside kick, where you can call for an onside kick, announce basically that you're doing it anytime in the game, as long as you're trailing. I think I knew that piece, but that was sort of like memory was refreshed by that. You have to be losing to use it. Will we ever see anybody do it? I think it'll happen when teams are down by four scores in the second half and feel like they have no choice but to do that. So I guess that's good. The fact that you have to announce that you're doing an onside kick, mm-hmm. though, something is definitely missing there for for different reasons, you know, safety.
The successful conversion rate of the onside kick was never great, but once they made the changes they made formationally and this having to declare it, it just went down even further. So it's just a very low percentage chance you're going to get the ball back. So
I bet in 1979 it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would not have had a hands team. You would have had a kickoff team. You would have had Jack Ham would have been on the field for the onside kick, deep coverage team, players like that. And if Franco Harris fumbled 90 times,
who could catch?
Who could catch?
Who could handle the ball effectively?
Right? I bet the onside kick was like 80% success rate right. in the late 70s. Why would you ever not do it? That might have been a good question.
Kick it right at the running back. This is the best hands on the team. No, he's terrible.
Kick it to anybody. They're all just going to drop it.
It's going to bounce off of them, and we're going to fall on it. We don't have to catch it. We just need to fall on it.
Did you know, I think this was one that we probably, got a lot of attention, that in overtime, now it's the playoff rules. So both teams will get a possession in overtime necessarily.
Right, so it's not. There's no touchdown. First, you win the toss, go down, score a touchdown, game over. That's gone in the regular season. It's been the case in the playoffs now since the Bills lost the 13 seconds game. Sorry.
That's what did it.
Yeah. That changed so for the playoffs, but now the regular season. I'm glad about that. I have not liked at all that there were different rules. I'm glad that they made the adjustment for the playoffs, but I'm glad that it's going to be the same all through the year now.
There'll be a reason in the next 3 years for it to change again. Some new injustice will be found, and we'll decide that, we have to fix that, but I don't know what that'll be.
I wonder what they'll make up as the reason because TV is mad because the 1 o'clock games are bleeding into 4:25. I wonder what reason they'll give because it's absolutely going to be that.
Well, the thing...
That will be the reason if it ever changes back.
The difference, of course, is...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the regular season, there's still a clock. So 10 minutes is the whole thing. If the game is tied, it's a tie. And that's when, you know, the Bills run kind of a ball control offense now. And that might mean that they'll finally win an overtime game. Because they'll win the toss. Well, that's maybe saying a lot. But they'll be able to drive 7-8 minutes and score. They always score, right? So 7-8 minutes, and now you're in tough because you only get what's left. You don't get as much time as you need like you would in the playoffs to match or beat them. I think this is where we're going to get into debates about whether you want the ball first, right? That was the Super Bowl with the 49ers.
Right.
Is they took the ball first and were criticized for it. Field goal to a Chiefs touchdown, and that was it.
Right.
So I think we'll have that. But if you don't want the ball first and it's only 10 minutes, you could get stuck.
Yeah, that's right. You could. The playoffs definitely, you can't run. I know it's like 15-minute quarters, first of all. So the idea of running it all out is probably not really feasible at all. But you couldn't do that. Like if somehow 15 minutes went by, some team had a 15-minute, a 14-minute and 50-second drive to points, you are going to get all the time you want?
Yes.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Basically, there's a clock, but it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
In the playoffs.
They'll just start another quarter if they have to.
Right. That's how that works.
Right.
But in the regular season, it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So would you still want the ball first? Getting the ball second means you know what the team that went first
there
did.
There is an advantage to that. Yeah. Fourth downs, all of it. Like, it's all there for you. You know what you need. It's like deferring the second half kickoff. You know, similar anyway.
Yep.
Like, I've got more information. I'm informed on, you know, where we are in this game and how we should play it from here. So it's advantageous for me to get the ball first in the second half. I think the same goes for overtime, but the clock part is that's a piece.
Yeah, I think that's a good one, maybe. I don't remember having, like, a long conversation about that. Has anyone had a long conversation about that? Would Sean McDermott be able to tell you right now what he wants to do? He'll you know, publicly probably say, well, it depends on the game.
Who the opponent is, how proficient their offense is, that kind of stuff.
Isn't there, like, sort of a one way is better? I don't have that locked down in my mind yet. I mean, you want to use data. I'm not sitting here with any research on it. How long? What's the average drive length? Kickoffs go to the 35 now, which would shorten, you would think, the opponent's drive. Different things coming into play there.
Yeah, you might want to know how many 10-minute drives or 8-minute drives, whatever. How common is that? How common is it for this opponent to do that? That, I think, would factor into your choice. Like, something that you would have, I think, prepared during the week.
What's the number?
One of your assistant coaches is going to tell you, like, this team's whatever. This team doesn't have a single 8-minute drive all year long. I don't know why I'm picking 8.
But what's the number? Like, 8 minutes leaves 2 minutes, right?
Right.
So that's tight. 7 leaves 3. Is 3 tight? It's another good one. 8 minutes is long.
It's a long drive. Yeah. It stands out to me when a team has a drive that is that or more.
Sure.
And I feel like it's probably less than 10% of drives.
I think so, easily.
Maybe even, you know, lower than that. I don't think it's that common.
Well, this will be one to, you know, look forward to. Love the new strategy. Brian Koziol coming up at 6 on The Open. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.